Somewhat an interesting question. What's the source for that which we do on Hoshana Rabbah about Chidbut Arava? And, well, that's a Gemara. So it's a strange question. Like, Ravadia, where does it say in the Gemara? And he tells you, okay. But then the second question is, do you need to have separate Aravot? Or can you use the Arava from your Lulav? Okay, that's already not discussed. So where is this from? The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Bet, Daf Mem Dalet, Daf Mem Hey. That there is in the Beit HaMikdash, there was an Arava every 7 days. There would be mitzvah Arava. And they would walk around the Mizbeach each day. And on Hoshana Ravan, on the seventh day of Sukkot, they would walk around 7 days, even if it was on Shabbat. It was taken that seriously. So the Gemara says, yeah, where did they get this from? Who made this? Where does it say Arava? So there's a machloket in the Gemara. Is it Yesod Nevi'im or is it Minhag Nevi'im? Clearly the Nevi'im established this. Is it a Yesod Nevi'im or a Minhag Nevi'im? Like, what's the difference? Yeah, so Yesod Nevi'im sounds like they established a new mitzvah. They said, this is a new thing, you must do this. On the other hand, it could be a Minhag Nevi'im. Minhag means, we told people to do this. Like, this is what we do. Minhag, we're so used to saying Minhag. But then Minhag means a practice, it's just what they did. It just happens to be what they did. We wear shirts with buttons. Why? That's the Minhag. That doesn't mean you have to wear buttons on your shirt. Just the way dress is currently. If it was Yesod Nevi'im, no, Al-Tidin, the Nevi'im said, a new takana. What's the difference? Yesod Nevi'im, Minhag Nevi'im. So the Gemara says, okay, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi disagree, and they, one says Minhag, one says Yesod. Yeah. So the Gemara says, so which one is it? What's the practical difference? So the Gemara brings proof from the fact that a whole bunch of Amoraim, Chavit, Vila Barich. Chavit, they would whack it on the ground. Vila Barich, and would not make a bracha. Alma Minhag Nevi'imu. Therefore, he sees a Minhag Nevi'im, because you don't make a bracha on the Minhag. If it was the Yesod Nevi'im, we would make a bracha, Rashi there says, but since it's only Minhag, we do not make a bracha on Chibut Arava, on anything about the Hoshanot or the Arava. It became a big machloket. Which one do we do? Is it Minhag? Is it Yesod? Is it machloket between the Geonim and the Rishonim? The Rambam writes, you don't make a bracha, it's a Minhag. That's it, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, and that it just points out in some of the Lusim Yichuds, it says, Hareini Bala Kayem Mitzvat Arava Shehu, in the old text they used to say, Yesod Nevi'im. So Ravadi said, you should change it. It's Minhag. We hold Halakha L'Maaseh, it's Minhag Nevi'im. You should change the language in the Lusim Yichud. So we don't. Only in the Mikdash they did. Yeah, because why is the problem with beating the Arava on the ground? It's an Isur D'Rabbanan, an Ein Shvut B'Mikdash. Meaning, what's the problem with doing it on Shabbat? Meaning, in the end of the day, what's the big deal? Mukseh, carrying something, but Ein Shvut B'Mikdash. No, but there are no Isurim D'Rabbanan in the Mikdash. Meaning, that's not true, but we generally don't worry about these type of things in the Beit HaMikdash. So it would make sense that this also wouldn't worry about it in the Beit HaMikdash. No, in the Mikdash. In the Mikdash is fine. In out of the Mikdash, we don't do it. There happens to be a Tshuva Geonim. The Tshuva Geonim says, yeah, what's the difference? And there's a whole machloka there, and they said, no. Really, 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 it's Yesod Nevi'im. But what's the Minhag? The Minhag is not to make a bracha. Okay. Whether you say it's the whole thing's the Minhag Nevi'im, or whether you say it's Yesod Nevi'im, but the Minhag is not to make a bracha, we do it because the Nevi'im told us to. And we don't make a bracha b'kitzur. That's the end of the day. We certainly don't make a bracha. So why do we bang it on the ground? Where did that come from? In the Beit HaMikdash, they walked around the Mizbeach. So why do we do? We call it chibut arava, chibut, chavit. We bang it on the ground. Where did that come from? That doesn't explain at all. So the Gaonim asked why, because we all know the famous midrash: the lulav looks like the spine; it's straight. The etrog resembles the heart. The hadasim resembles the eye. And the Aravot resemble the lips. And therefore, after Rosh Hashanah and after Kippur, we come out with Slicha Mechila V'Chapara, Shekol Pesh Yakum Aleinu L'Katreg Lo Yuchal Lanu. Any words, accusations against us will not succeed, like we said on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Kol kli usar alayich lo yitlach, v'chol lason takum yitach l'mishpat, tarshii, any accusation against us will be gone bounce to the ground. So we take the arava that looks like lips, we bang it to the ground. Tashlich, you don't throw anything anywhere. You just stand there. No, you're not allowed to throw the tashlich and the bread into the water. That developed later. That was a mistake. That's not true. That's, we don't do that. But this is, we take the words. We hang on the ground. Okay? New. Which so the first source for tashlich that we ever see anyone say tashlich is the Maharil. And the Maharil says it's terrible. People are throwing bread into the water. The tashlich b'msulot yam kol chatotam. It's a pasuk. It doesn't say throw bread into the water and feed the fish. Kol chatotam, not the bread. You got to do that. Yeah, okay. Okay, but you also not speaking. Fine. So that's where it comes from. The Zohar HaKadosh also writes, the Bas Shabbe, it's clear you have to hit the ground. That's where it comes from. Now what about which haravot you have to use? Does it matter which haravot you use? Yeah. So also the word chavit, we assume it means to hit the ground. Rashi says nianua. It means to shake. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say no, it means to hit the ground. So he says, no, we don't do this, but the Ashkenazim do, because of this Rashi, I think, this is the source for that minhag, that at the end of the Hoshanot, so we say seven Hoshanot, we do seven Hakafot, how are we going to do that this year? Without crowding, with social distancing, we'll have to figure out, fine. But at the end, there are all these long tefillot, right? With the kristamal and the afarsek and all the fruits and the vegetables, and there are a lot of tefillot. The Ashkenazim at that point take the lulav and the trog and put it down, and they just hold the hadasim and shake they just hold the arava and shake the arava. If I'm not mistaken, it's based on this Rashi that the arava is not just chibut on the karka, but it's also nianua to shake it. We hold like the Rambam. No, hit the ground. So we hit the ground. Fine. Can you use the hadasim, the aravot from the lulav? So it sounds like the Gemara says no, you're not allowed to. In Adam Yosei Yedech Chovah Ba'arava Shebalulav. But the Shulchan Aruch said, yeah, you can't take your lulav with the hadasim and aravot and use the whole thing and hit it on the ground. That you're not allowed to do. But if you untie it, and you take the aravot, so now you have two. You only need three more. We take five. You have to have three more, so that would not be a problem at all. That would technically be permissible. However, Al-Pi Kabbalah, you're not supposed to do it. It should be a separate thing. You're supposed to leave the lulav intact. The lulav should remain intact with the aravot and the hadasim together, and therefore try to get five separate aravot, and to do it with the five separate aravot, if you can, if you can't. If you only have three other aravot, that's all you have. So untie it and take out the two aravot and do it that way. Or if they charge, they decide to raise the price on the aravot this year. Last year they doubled the price on the aravot. So can you reuse the aravot? So he says, yeah. Why can't you reuse aravot? We can buy one set of aravot. And they did this in the time of the Gemara says. When they raised the prices too much, they said, no, we're going to cancel dinim and everyone's going to share one lulav and one etrog. Don't raise the price on the lulavim and etrogim. We're going to have one and just give it to each other. It'll force them to lower the price, supply and demand. So you can do the same thing with arava.
Even though it's dry.
So the question with the arava, so how many leaves have to be left? So how hard do you have to hit the ground?
I don't know if it's dry.
So if it's dry, it might be a separate din in arava's pasul already if it's falling apart. But if you have one arava and you hit the ground, it still has leaves on it. So then you can still, instead of have most of the leaves, you can still do chibud arava. How hard do you have to hit the ground? Yes, I haven't had anybody write these things. These are not, how hard, you hit the ground. Okay, this has to be different. It's only one day a year, you got to figure that out. But you can, if you want to lafkia the sharim, you can take one arava. Isaac, maybe we'll do this year. If they raise the prices on us, we'll buy one for the whole minyan. He's saying it's not the most pandemic-friendly thing to do, to share the aravot. Right, but that's every year. There's no difference in the price this year than last year. It's the same prices. Yeah, but yeah, we could do that. If it costs them 15 shekels, I'll be. That's a lot. Yeah. How many it costs 15 shekels to grow? Yeah, but you could do that. You could share as long as, and even if you did, you want to keep all the, leaves on. If everyone hits it, then one leaf comes off. Yeah, there are enough of us around. It should all be okay. You can, it should be a separate arava, but if you can, if that's all you have, then that can work as well.